I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. This was a dramatic moment on the red carpet at the Cannes Film Festival last week.
On va peut-être juste laisser la parole en...
An entertainment reporter put a question to black French actress Aïssa Maïga.
J'ai eu envie de réunir des témoignages de femmes noires françaises.
Maïga was there to make a statement, and she was joined on the red carpet by more than a dozen women of color, all frustrated by the stereotypical roles they keep being offered in the French film industry. They want change. Aïssa Maïga has been in the business for 20 years, and recently she co-authored a book of essays with those women called Noir n'est pas mon métier, Black is not my profession. It's sold out across France and become a cultural phenomenon. Aïssa Maïga joins us now from Paris. So Black is not a profession. Explain the title, if you would, and what you wanted to say in this book.
I wanted to talk about my own experience. I'm a French black actress here in France. I've been working here for 20 years. And even though I've been very lucky in my own career, what I can witness as a woman and as an actress is weird because there are so many French black people in the streets, but in the cinema, I can see almost none of them. So I wanted to make a testimony with other French black actresses. So I invited them to write the book together and to let people know about our experience as actresses and as citizens.
Why is it so hard for you to get roles that you're satisfied with?
Most of the time, scriptwriters or directors don't think about us. Most of the time when they think about us, we're always given the same types of roles. Prostitutes, nurses, cleaning people are the most visible in the French industry for actors of color. There's a problem about the French imagination that has been inherited from, you know, the colonial period.
Is it harder for women than for men of color?
I think it's difficult for both male and female in the French industry when you're not white. The same problem for people from Asia or for Arab people. French people in the industry think of themselves as white. And that is a major problem because the French society is very mixed. There are people from many places in the world, and all of them are French people. So the prejudice that we are experiencing as non-white actors in France is the same in many other parts of the society. That is why the book is received in a fantastic way by the French society.
I mean, your book has sold out all over France. You've been appearing on a number of talk shows there. Have you gotten any criticism, any pushback? And who's been giving the pushback?
Some of the filmmakers told us that they're telling stories about what they're living. You know, they tell us that they don't know many black people, so they don't even think of black actors. If it's not written in the casting call that they need a black woman, you're not even allowed to go and, you know, make a test. But I don't think it's a good reason, because if you open castings to all ethnicities, then you can have very good surprises and connect with an actor that is not the one you imagined before. This is one of the things we want to change here. We would like people, casting directors, producers, filmmakers, to understand that it's just a problem of opening their minds and being confident in their own creativity.
So I understand you're considering launching a film career here in the U.S. I mean, there's been a lot of talk here as well about diversity and representation in American TV and in Hollywood. From your perspective, what are the opportunities like for black actresses here in the U.S.? And do you think you'd have more of a shot here in the U.S.?
I think that for black actresses in America, there are more opportunities in terms of roles. But I'm very optimistic about what can happen in France now that we've opened the conversation. So if I'm lucky enough to have a career on both sides of the Atlantic, that would be great.
I mean, one criticism that I've heard from actors and actresses of color here is that there may be more opportunities, but quite often it's just room for one and the rest of the cast is white.
I think that is a big issue, of course, but it's not comparable to what we're experiencing because of the stars, not only actors, but people like Shonda Rhimes, of course, and Ryan Coogler are very important in the industry because they have the keys. They inspire other people and they give opportunities for black actresses in America to have major roles. Black Panther. It's a very good sign for all the industries who now know that Black actors can be in very successful films on a global scale. Here in France, we don't have that kind of people yet.
So you recently hosted a forum at Cannes in the middle of the film festival there with the same actresses whose stories you share in your book, Black is Not a Profession. Tell us about that. Who attended that forum and what was the conversation like between the women who you invited and the people who were there?
We had a fantastic welcome, by the public and by the press. People are not used in France to see so many Black people on the red carpet. I think that it never happened before. So people were surprised, but most of them were really happy and supportive. We had many interviews in the press, in the French press, in the American press as well, which is very important for us. I think that we need to open the conversation on a global scale. And what we see is that the audience is ready. And for us, it was very strong and deep and moving because most of the time we feel a little bit lonely with our issue. And for sure, I've been influenced in a very positive way by the Me Too movement. I think that these women were very brave and very inspiring for me and for the other French actresses who wrote the book with me.
Did you see any mainstream French filmmakers at that forum, and were they listening? And if they weren't there, how do you connect with them?
In Cannes, we didn't connect with the filmmakers. I think that we're going to have this conversation now. We are ready for that. We are open for that. And I'm very optimistic because that's the way I was raised. And also because what I can see is that there's a silent majority of people in the industry who are sharing the same values of inclusion, of diversity. And we need to connect with them. We need to tell them that they're not alone. Yeah. The audience is ready. And I think that it's going to be a new dynamic today because no one in the industry in France can say that he's not heard of our book. The people in the industry who are ready for inclusion, who are ready for diversity, can feel free to go for it.
French actress Aïssa Maïga, she recently co-authored a book of essays called Noir n'est pas mon métier, Black is not a profession, which has sold out in France. Aïssa, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.